Yeah. Here's Dave. Oh, brought to you by? We got to do that. Okay. Brought to you by college basketball tonight on The Ticket.
Right here at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock. This is your pre-game show.
That's right.
All right. So, yeah, I was missing on Thursday and Friday of last week because I had some dad duty. I don't know if you want to play some music or something.
Yeah, play a little music. Let's get this party started.
So I had to, it was my turn to go with daughter to out-of-town volleyball tournament. So the team that she plays on, it's, so they have levels. They have like Metro where you maybe only have one tournament that is out of your general area at ease.
Hey, guys.
And then there's a regional level and then a national level. Mm-hmm. And so she's in the regional level. And so mom took her to one in New Orleans and then I get Houston.
Okay.
And, you know, it was much to the chagrin of the other parents because, you know, my daughter's mom is, you know, she's kind of life of the party. Everybody is disappointed when she's not coming and wet blanket Clara's dad is coming. So I had to fight through that perception the whole time.
Yeah.
And as we're driving down there, my daughter says, you know, all my teammates are super psyched for this. Like they, not the tournament, but they just can't wait to go to Houston. And she was like, why? And I said, I have no idea. And then we get there and she's like, yeah, why? Because Houston is still Houston.
Right.
I mean, I've not spent a ton of time in Houston. So, you know, I know if you're from Houston or you, God forbid, live in Houston right now and you're a P1, I'm sure there are places you can tell me, oh, well, did you go here? No, obviously you didn't. That's a great part of Houston. But the tournament was at the big convention center downtown. And so we were spending all of our time downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And what I will say about downtown Houston is it is a lovely collection of parking garages.
Where were you by? Or what were you by downtown?
I mean, well, the convention center is...
Oh, okay. So was it...
It's right there in between the Astros Park...
Yeah.
And the Toyota Center, the Rockets place.
Were you in that big hotel right in the middle of it?
I'll get to that
in
a second.
Okay.
And
I feel like we stayed there for the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I'm sure there are great parts of downtown Houston, but I walked all around that because I was cheap and I got a parking garage that was about a 15-minute walk from the convention center. And so I walked all around and I was trying to find food.
Yeah.
I was trying to find coffee. There is a dearth of street level retail and there's no character. Mm-hmm. It's just, we need buildings to sell oil out of and we need parking garages for all of our Cadillacs. And so that's what you have in downtown Houston. But here's the thing. When you are part of these tournaments, and you've done the travel sports with soccer.
I hate to see it go.
It's such a racket. So the way that at least the volleyball tournaments work, and I don't know how it works with any other sports, whether you do softball or baseball or soccer, whatever. But if you are going to be a participant in this tournament, and it's an impressive tournament. They have like 60 courts spread out over two floors of this convention center. And there's some really good teams and like the two main center courts. One of them had a replay board and there's girls that, you know, cause it goes up to like 17 year olds. Like this is high school, middle school and high school kids, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are going to D1 schools on scholarship. So there's kids that are of all levels, but the top level is the top level.
In fact, that's a big part of the appeal, right? You might get seen.
Right. Yeah. There's going to be scouts there.
I like high school girls.
Scholarship.
And so, but in order to participate in the tournament, when you sign up, they assign you to a hotel block and you have to have a certain number of rooms, a certain percentage of your team needs to be staying in that hotel or you forfeit your spot in the tournament.
Is the certain percentage 100%?
I probably, I don't know.
That's what I think.
I don't know. There was some skirting of the rules, but.
The biggest racket ever.
Yeah. So, and here's where we got completely screwed is that I don't know how they divvy up the hotels. I think I was told that it's by maybe age and bracket, but whatever age and bracket we were in, we got stuck in a hotel that was over in the medical district. So it was a 15-minute drive from the convention center.
Jeez.
And there was the only thing walking distance to our hotel were hospitals. And there was no self-parking. It was all valet. So at least they had ins and outs. You know, you're only charged one valet charge per day. And I think they gave you a minimal discount for being part of the tournament.
Yeah.
But you are locked into valet and there is nothing around this place. So that was a total beating. Cause I was like, you know, I didn't check in advance as to where our hotel was until like the week before. Cause I was just dreading this trip. No offense.
No offense.
No offense to my lovely daughter who
the dad's listening. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I support her and I love her, but
these
yeah.
are the best times of your life.
And so I didn't check until the week before, and I was like, where is this god dang hotel? And yeah, it was so far away and so inconvenient. And the way they also do these tournaments, so it's a 3-day tournament. You get there Thursday, they play Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
And Friday and Saturday is to find your correct bracket for Sunday, your elimination bracket. And so Friday.
Because they're not going to let you be eliminated before Sunday.
No, no. And so Friday is basically feeding your children to the wolves because it's more or less random and they got destroyed. It was so demoralizing. They played better on the second day and they actually won a game on their second day.
Okay.
So, and then they get to Sunday and basically it's a single elimination. You play until you lose. And they totally collapsed. They won the first set and then they blew the second set. They had like 5 set points. They blew the second set and then lost the tiebreaker. But then they just had to ref and then we could go home. So it did save us some time.
Yeah.
We got on the road quicker.
Yeah.
But it is like when you're spending all this money and your kid goes 1-5 over the course of 3 days.
Oh man.
It's a little rough.
Yeah.
And
how many teams in all do you think?
I have no clue. Like I said, there were like 60 courts.
Oh.
I mean, hundreds of teams. And like I said, there
money maker.
There are so many good kids and so many elite athletes that, and their parents obviously are there. For once, I felt like I was a short guy. Like I'm a large human. I'm not as big as Bob, but I'm close.
Close, yeah.
And there were so many dudes and there were girls, like players that were taller than me. I was like, golly.
Really?
So, but back to the beginning that I was the wet blanket. I was having to live up to the legacy of my ex, Clara's mom, as being the fun one.
Right.
And so, and my daughter, there was a team building event Friday night. There's a truck yard in downtown Houston.
Okay.
Similar. Sure. I guess same owners as the truck yards up here. And so one of the moms had rented the karaoke room at the truck yard.
Now we're talking.
And so, you know, and my daughter's begging me, please talk to the parents and please participate and do stuff. And so she drags me at the end of the night into the karaoke room. She's like, you and I are going to do a duet.
Please do Depeche Mode, Dad.
That's awesome that she wants you to participate just don't talk to anybody and disappear.
Yeah. And I was like, what are we going to do? And she's like, we're doing the Smiths. So
okay. So
this is me and my daughter closing the show.
Yes.
This was the last song of the night. We did This Charming Man.
When this charming car, this charming man.
Crowd going wild.
I'll go out tonight.
A lot of question marks.
I would bet. Yeah.
Are you using your affected voice there?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing my worst Morrissey. But I nailed a yelp here. Hold on. Yeah, so I was able to surprise and delight my daughter and some of the parents who thought I was a wet blanket. It's just, I have social anxiety. I don't function well in those environments, and so...
Were all the middle school girls fired up to hear the Smiths?
No, I think there was maybe only one of her teammates in the room at the time, thank God. But yeah.
This isn't Taylor Swift.
But it was a great bonding experience.
That's awesome.
Parent and child, as you know.
Yes.
And we'll do it again next year.
That's great. All right, well, we got to get out of here, guys. We have UConn and Michigan. So pick a side. You must.
Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan. Even though I kind of can't stand them.
I just hope no one gets hurt.
Yeah, good
everyone
point.
Everyone plays hard.